Governor Nikki Haley says she will sign the bill to remove the Confederate flag from the South Carolina State House grounds at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Her office has confirmed the flag is scheduled to come down at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. WFAE's Duncan McFadden joins us now from Columbia. Hey, Duncan.
Hey, Sarah.
Duncan, what's the atmosphere like outside the State House?
Well, it's pretty lively. There's definitely a lot of activity. There maybe aren't as many people as you'd expect. There's sort of a core group of supporters of taking the flag down who've been here all morning. They're holding up signs that say, well, they used to say take down the flag. They've modified them now to say we're taking down the flag. One says it's the State House, not the Hate House. Those folks, most of them have been here for several days and they're back here today. The rest of the crowd is people kind of milling in and out, maybe as they're going to work or going out to pick up some lunch, just coming by to sort of take in the atmosphere and not really staying that long. I should say that I've run into a few people who are here specifically to take photos of the Confederate battle flag before it is taken down. I spoke to a woman who said that she's sort of sad to see it go, and she's taking some photos that she can hopefully show her grandchildren one day.
And quickly, Duncan, what's people's reactions been to the news that the flag is actually coming down tomorrow?
People out here were sort of asking us reporters what the latest was on it. I, in fact, got to tell somebody that it was coming down and it was tomorrow morning, and a giant grin broke out over her face. Her name was Maria, and she's one of the people who's been here for several days in a row, and she said it was a great day, and she was glad to be out here. So the majority of people are excited to hear that news, and it's something that they've been waiting to hear.
That's WFAE's Duncan McFadden. He's in Columbia outside the State House. Thanks, Duncan.